And greetings again, Lenten Pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob. Today is day 27 of our Lenten walk together, day 27 of 40. The end is almost in sight, but we've got some thick woods to travel through together. I think we're up for it. It's Friday in the fourth full week of Lent. And before we begin today, I just want to update you on some of our plans for Sunday. Looks like we're going to do a drive-up, walk-up chapel on the grounds of the church where folks can just come to church anytime between 10 and 11 a.m. and receive a communion, a heart to put on their window or door, and a blessing from the pastor, and just a chance to come to church on Sunday and see a few folks. It looks like if we have to, we'll have a rain time to 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. But we're going to announce all this officially tomorrow, so stay tuned for that announcement, but you can begin to think about planning for it. In the meantime, let's go on with our devotion today. It's from Brian Zahn's The Unvarnished Jesus, and it's called Jesus is Given His Cross. As Jesus carried his cross to Golgotha, we are reminded of a moment in Genesis. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on his son Isaac. Like Isaac carrying the wood of his own sacrifice to Mount Moriah, Jesus now is carrying the wood of his own sacrifice to Golgotha. But unlike Isaac, for Jesus there will be no reprieve from sacrifice. Why? Jesus had already explained this to the crowd in Jerusalem. In John 8, a group of Judeans in Jerusalem announced to Jesus that they believe he is the Messiah and are ready to become his disciples. Jesus responds by telling them that if they hold to his teaching, they will become genuine disciples and the truth will set them free. The Judeans object to this by saying they are children of Abraham, who are free and are slaves to no one. Jesus counters by telling them they are slaves of sin and children of the devil. And whether they know it or not, they are ready to kill him. When the Judeans insist that Abraham is their father, Jesus replies, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. This is not what Abraham did," he said. Well, from there it all goes downhill, fast as they shout at Jesus, saying, "You are a Samaritan and have a demon." By the end of the chapter, they are attempting to stone Jesus. So much for becoming disciples. The key to understanding this sad episode of abandoned discipleship is when Jesus tells them, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing what Abraham did." What did Abraham do that these people in Jerusalem were not doing? Abraham put down the knife. In the crucial moment, Abraham realized that God does not require human sacrifice, and he put down the knife. If Abraham is the father of monotheism, he is also the father of the abolition of human sacrifice. But the Judeans still believe that it's God's will for certain people to be put to death in God's name. This is why Jesus tells them they are of the devil, the father of lies, who, working through Cain, was a murderer from the beginning. Those who hold on to the idea of human sacrifice through collective killing are following the devil, even if they are trying to tell themselves they believe in Jesus. On Good Friday, the way of Cain prevails among the crowd. Just as Cain killed Abel, now the crowd will kill Jesus. The crowd under the sway of the Satan will again murder an innocent Abel. But the sacrifice of Jesus will tell the truth, will expose the lie, and will become the sacrifice to end all sacrificing. And just as Isaac's story did not end at Moriah, So Jesus' story does not end at Golgotha. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, help us to be like Abraham and put down the knife. Help us to understand that no one ever again needs to be put to death in order to accomplish the will of God. Help us to be the children of God who choose mercy over sacrifice. Amen. I hope you enjoyed today's devotion, and I look forward to talking with you again tomorrow. In the meantime, stay tuned for our announcement about Sunday Sabbath services, and until then, may God rain His blessings on your life.